This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudanese authorities on Sunday deported around three dozen Ethiopian peacekeepers working on the UN mission in Darfur to a refugee camp that state-run news agency reported. Al-Fatah Ibrahim Mohammed, head of the refugee agency in North Darfur province, said the troops are among 120 Ethiopian forces from the Tigrayan ethnic group who have sought asylum in Sudan after their stay ended earlier this year. He said the troops, including 14 women, refused to return after being recalled by their home country, Ethiopia, for fear of being detained by the federal government there. Five police officers are among at least six people killed Sunday evening in a suicide bombing in Mogadishu. Police spokesman confirmed the two police commanders are among those killed. A civilian who lived next to the station also died in the explosion. Police said six other people were injured. Somali officials blamed the Al-Shabaab militant group for that attack. Israeli police faced off once again with Palestinian protesters and another night of clashes in East Jerusalem. The violence Sunday night came a day before Israeli nationalists planned to parade through the old city in an annual flag-waving display meant to cement Israeli claims to the contested area. The late-night skirmishes raised the likelihood of further clashes Monday during the annual Jerusalem Day celebrations. Israeli police gave the go-ahead to the parade Sunday despite days of unrest and soaring Israeli-Palestinian tensions at a Flashpoint holy site. There's also anger in a nearby Arab neighborhood where Jewish settlers are trying to evict dozens of Palestinians from their homes. This is VOA News. The United States' top infectious disease doctor says it was highly likely officials have been undercounting the number of fatalities from COVID-19 after a new report from the University of Washington estimated the death toll was nearly double that. The analysis by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation pegs the U.S. death toll at more than 900,000. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Wednesday put its latest official estimate at more than 575,000 deaths in the United States due to the novel coronavirus. While the world's wealthier nations have stockpiled coronavirus vaccines for their citizens, many other poorer countries are still scrambling to secure doses. A few, like Chad, have yet to receive any. The World Health Organization says about a dozen countries, many of them in Africa, are still waiting to get the vaccines. Those last in line on the continent, along with Chad, are Burkina Faso, Burundi, Eritrea, and Tanzania. WHO says delays and shortages are driving African countries to slip further behind the rest of the world in the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, with the continent accounting for only 1% of the vaccines administered worldwide so far. Just before an online meeting with U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris Friday, and Mexico President Andrés Manuel López Obrador very publicly accused the U.S. government of violating Mexico's sovereignty. The issue apparently did not arise in the meeting with Harris. It is not on the agenda, and it's not our intention to create a bad atmosphere, López Obrador said. Ahead of the talks, the meeting itself, the portion made public, focused on immigration, a key issue in U.S.-Mexico's relationship, along with trade, border security, and the pandemic. The first more than 1,200 migrants and several decrepit, overcrowded fishing boats on Sunday reached a tiny island in a span of 12 hours as human traffickers exploited calm seas and warm weather to launch multiple vessels. First of the migrants arrived at 5 a.m., and Lampedusa mayor told the Sky News it was the biggest number of migrants to come ashore this year in a single day at an Italian port this year. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
We'll